We only had 4 days above 100, all in June.
We averaged 6 100s in a summer. So if we get 6 triple digits, for some that may seem extra hot. It's actually not. It's totally average.
KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says unusually cool weather fueled by extra rain in July and August get the credit, but we'll have highs in the low 90s for a while, so don't rule out fire danger.
Hopefully we get more raindrops in here, and then that'll take care of that. But we've kind of dodged a bullet, at least when you compare us to other states in terms of fires.
But Grant doesn't foresee another triple-digit day in northern Utah until 2016. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.